The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in really, really wet Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on April 26, 2009.
My microphone isn't on. This is the first time I've ever done this. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
But what a voice. Tonight, Robbie Thomas drops in to give us an update on the first annual Canadian-American Paranormal Conference. Then later, we're going to really, really try to understand black holes, wormholes, and dark energy with the help of Rudy Schild. I hope he's really, really good at teaching the dumb. That's me tonight. Finally,
twice here,
Pulitzer Prize-winning science writer Deborah Blum joins us. Astrophysicist, really? I did not wear my thinking
yeah,
cap.
Yeah, we had Dr. Wolf on a few weeks ago.
That's true, that's true.
He blew our heads off, so...
That's true.
Why not, you know?
I love it. I think it's fantastic. And
it just kind of backs up what we've been saying all along. We're going to get cool guests on here.
Exactly.
Because we suck as hosts.
So let's let the guests carry the show. I dig it.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Exactly. There's a trick to it, people. If you're trying to start your own podcast, why do you want to talk?
I love the plan for 2009.
You don't want to host a show.
That's why I didn't even bother turning my microphone on.
Right. You just figured, wow.
Bonnie gave up before we even clicked on it. Whatever. You know what I mean?
I'm really, really, really excited about that. Really excited.
It's going to be an interesting show. We got a lot, yeah, really, really fun lineup, you know. And I actually, you're speaking in regards to Dr. Schild.
Yeah.
I think it's Schild. And we were actually supposed to have him on last month.
Right.
And that's when we had like our meltdown with work, and we had to actually cancel a show. For the first time in years, we actually had to cancel a show and do an archive show for the night. And Dr. Schild was nice enough to work with us and reschedule a time, and we got him hooked up, and we're going to have him coming at you tonight. Should be pretty cool.
This is going to be fantastic because, you know, they're doing similar to ghost hunting in that, you know, you can't directly observe a lot of the things, you know, out in space. You can't directly, like, observe it, even with high-power telescopes and stuff. So they're going based on, you know, echo, like, EM, emission radiation echoes, and all these bizarre ways of measuring things that go on in outer space. And then they have to figure out what the heck did it. Right? I mean, what explains that?
Well, yeah.
And so it's very similar. They find these, you know, anomalous readings and explain them. And that's kind of what ghost hunting is. Finding anomalous things and trying to explain it.
Well, one thing I've been working on here, not really working on, but I've been really trying to read a lot more. I mean, really, I've been spending a lot of time reading. Obviously, I've been doing my study stuff, which you know about, which is no fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun, but not fun. It's fun when I'm done with it.
Yes.
But it's not fun when I'm doing it.
No.
Real pain in the butt. I've been living at the library. And I got, it's been the last couple of years, I don't know what my, I used to do a lot of reading. Just, I mean, on my off time I would read. And my mind has gotten so busy over the last couple of years, probably the last 3 or 4 years, that I haven't been able to read as much as I wanted to. Actually sit down with a book and read. As we know, my girlfriend Amber, that's what she does. That's like her hobby. She is books all day long. So in a continuing effort to improve my relationship with my better half, I've been trying to read more. And I rediscovered audiobooks.
Sweet.
Okay, first one I hit up, and if you guys haven't, these are fiction. Okay, no nonfiction stuff. This is just, you know, some sci-fi fun stuff. But I'm going to throw a suggestion out to you. Blasphemy by Douglas Preston. Picked this up about 3 weeks ago, and it is a fantastic book. High level, it's about an Adam Smasher.
Oh, neat. Yeah, you explained this to me.
Oh, yeah, I told you. They talked about IBM servers and stuff.
Yeah.
IBM, give us our money. You owe us. But, yeah, they talk about IBM servers. So I was like, oh, cool. He actually worked that in. That's awesome. Fantastic book. Check that out. A couple other ones. Cryptonomicon.
Oh, yeah.
By Neil. Oh, Christ, I'm going to totally screw it up. Never mind. Cryptonomicon by, you know what? I have to look it up now. I just finished that over the weekend on audio, right? Let me look it up because I can't remember any.
My favorite is Dilbert by Scott Adams. It sort of, you know, is my life.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Cryptonomicon, author. Jesus. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let me spell it correctly. Neil Stephenson. Okay, I totally screwed it up. Another really cool book about cryptology and all types of wild stuff with that. Kind of get me in my mindset. And what I started today, and this is kind of why I mentioned this, is I am attempting to try to tackle A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking.
Oh.
Now, even to do that on audiobook, I hate to say it, I was trying to listen to it on the road today coming back, and I nearly drove myself off the road a couple of times. And the funniest thing is I have both, there's two versions of this book out now. There's A Brief History of Time by the mighty Stephen Hawking.
Right.
I don't know who he is. And he also released recently A Briefer History of Time. And basically what he said about that was
a cliff note.
More or less, He's like, from what I understand, some people had a really hard time putting their head around a lot of the stuff I talk about in A Brief History of Time, so I decided to make A Briefer History of Time, which is a little bit more of a watered-down version to make it easier for you to understand.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to take on Goliath out the gate with this thing,
right?
And I have to go back and re-listen to like about 14 chapters, because I was trying. I'm like, I got to pay bills this week. You know, the usual crap. And even on the audiobook, my mind is racing that much, you know, that I can't get my head around it. So that's something I've been doing. But the thing with what I'm trying to do with that, you know, and by going back and looking at reading some of these high end books like this. I mean, Stephen Hawking, as we know, is no slouch. He's a heavy hitter.
Right, right.
I mean, if you don't know who Stephen Hawking is, don't call yourself a paranormal enthusiast, because I mean, I think a lot of the stuff that we can talk about today, he's responsible.
Believe me, they do know.
I hope they do. I certainly hope they do.
Because he's been on Star Trek. Or, well, a character inspired by him was on Star Trek. Yeah.
But what I'm trying to do is go back and start reading even fiction novels, even these particular ones I'm talking about, because they definitely bring in a lot of wide, wild ideas that even a fiction writer has to get themselves into and research before they can write a story around it, right?
Right.
And that's why I've always said sci-fi stuff, as you know, Doug, you say the same thing too. A lot of sci-fi writers, whether they're shows or books, a lot of these people are visionaries. And they actually, a lot of things we may see today, you know, you know, maybe they may have talked about years ago. And that's something you probably hear about. So what I'm trying to do now is tackle stuff like Stephen Hawking's work, because I want to get new ideas on the paranormal, right? And I think somebody like Dr. Schild is going to really open our heads up. Because, you know, I think there is a relationship. And even a line I heard from Stephen Hawking today was, it's just, and I banged my head on the steering wheel when I heard it, because he said, we live in a universe of nothing but things that are related.
Yeah.
They're all related together. It's a giant machine. 500 to 1,000 years ago, you know, we had people with different ideas. We are the center of our universe. You know, as we know, we're not anymore. There's, you know, we've grown. Studies have progressed. We've built on what the greats of the past have done, Copernicus, people like that. And, you know, now we're sitting where we're at. But I think it comes to a point where I know myself, you know, with the study of the paranormal, I want more. Myself. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just talking about myself. I want more. So I'm really trying to get myself into some of these texts now and really, even if I can't read them, at least listen to them and have a bright-eyed English gentleman read them to me, which is always a lot of fun.
I would lose myself in the voice.
Well, the thing, actually, Amber pointed this out, because she knows that I'm, like, big on this thing. Like, today I listened to music for the first time, which was, like, metal. Holy crap. I forgot about this cool thing that's been a part of my life since I was, like, you know, knee high.
Right.
And she's like, you know, the thing with these audiobooks, they're really cool and all, but she's like, you know, usually you get a really good, you know, a person who can really read, who's just the voice, you know. Obviously, me trying to read a book would be hilarious. You know, it just wouldn't happen. But some of these people they bring in to do these things, I mean, to read like a 900-page novel in a microphone perfectly. Now we know there's takes and tracks and punches and whatnot, but still, to do that kind of work, I know just from reading my little guides and trying to do those things, that's like 2 pages of text I was reading, and it broke my back,
yeah.
Right? So some of these guys can do it, you know, flawlessly, and they have the voice for it. And I've actually heard a couple things, like other smaller things I've listened to that just, like, I'm like, I can't listen to this guy.
Wow.
He makes me want to throw up. I want to punch him. Who is this guy? What
well,
is he
you
doing
guys here? Know how I feel about audio speaking anyways. I almost killed us coming back from the Mothman Festival the one year.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It puts me to sleep. I can't listen to things like that.
See, I love it. I've always had a thing. I mean, that's why talk radio is obviously something we do now, because I've always had a thing. I put myself to sleep, whether it's a comedian or whether
right.
it's a spoken word artist. One of my most famous things I like to go to sleep to still to this day, and it's been like this for years, is Henry Rollins getting the band.
Yeah.
You've heard that. I think I've given it to you. Henry Rollins getting the van. It's just like, wow. You know, it's something I just like to listen to it all the time. So
that's
so
different.
Great.
I've listened to it before. It's entertaining. But what we were listening to, although it had value, it was just the whole monotone speaking put me out.
Well, yeah.
That was going to kill us.
What were we listening to?
Was that
Barenberger tapes?
Yeah.
Those are cool. How could you not like those?
It was just the monotone speaking throughout the whole thing. It just...
I know. They could have done it better. Like, they could have done it like War of the Worlds with the, you know... So was he 17 feet high?
Well, they didn't need to do it like that, but a bit of inflection in the voice from time to time doesn't hurt.
Well, really what it comes down to is the content. You know, that's what I'm trying to find, even though there are a few I've listened to that have just killed me. I'm like, okay, I got to find some other way to get into this thing because this isn't working here. Really what it comes down to is the content.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm really starting to go back the best I can with what little time I have now and starting to really research these things, along with some of the guests we're bringing on. Like, you know, like, it just goes back to what we were talking about with Dr. Schill.
You know,
yeah,
it would be
really wild, but,
you know, it would be really cool to listen to on a trip. If they had
versions of our past trips.
Oh God,
we had those on tape.
I wouldn't want to wet myself and then fling myself out of the car. Oh man, versions of our past trips. If they could like splice together some moments of our past trips into a tape or a CD or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. There'd be a lot more.
You and I have both had moments where we couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
We were gasping for breath. We were laughing so hard.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that State Farm would pay us to take them off the market. Yeah. The thing with... why can't I think of it? Bill... no. All right. We watched the video. Bill Nell's... tapes.
Yeah.
If they had if he had a track of those.
I didn't. Wait.
Wow.
Wait. Yeah.
He needs to do that.
Well, those, you mean the actual audio of just...
If he could do that, because right now they're done. I think he has them now on DVD.
Does he have them on DVD?
I think he has them all on DVD now.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think that if he just did even a CD version where people could listen...
I can know what happened to Bill because... Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, dude. What were you saying?
No, that was it. I just think just even if people haven't even seen the Philadelphia Experiment tapes that Bill Nell sells, I think what is it, alienguy.net?
Yeah, but that site's gone. I actually.
Oh, is it?
I don't know where Bill's at. I think I actually fired him an email not too long ago and have not heard back from him. He's. I think he kind of disappeared again because you remember he did that a while ago.
Yeah, but he put an explanation about his site.
You know.
Or alienguy.cjb.net or something?
Here's an easy way to find it.
On the Ghostly Talk site.
I know. Wow, we can do that. But those videotapes were absolutely fascinating. I imagine they would be a little, long listening in the car.
We're talking about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Alienguy.cjb.net. Oh, gone. But it just goes. It's gone.
It's gone, yeah. Like I said, I fired him an email, the email I still have.
Yeah.
And have not heard back from the gentleman, so I don't know what happened to Bill. I think he may have dropped off the face of the earth again. And it's a real, real shame.
Well, he writes for Paranormal News often. Maybe if we just, if I paid attention more to ParanormalNews.com, I'd actually get a feeling for what's going on in the industry or what have you.
Oh. I don't know what's going
on. Oh, he's got BillNell.com now.
What? Where?
It says right there, report on BillNell.com.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Where'd you see that?
This is making for fascinating. It was in big, bold letters on that page you were just on.
Oh, okay.
This is making for fascinating radio. Look, right there. Ooh.
Okay, let's try that. Oh, I don't really care if it isn't fascinating radio, to tell you the truth.
I'm a little worried about that site, though, that took us there.
This is something totally different. This is not him.
Yeah, home business ideas, how to get started in
I don't know.
Business.
I don't know who that is, and I don't want to get involved with him. I don't know who it is.
Huh. Well, it looks like those may be gone then, if he no longer has an internet presence.
I don't know what happened. Like I said, I don't know what happened to him. Like I said, it's one of those bummers. It's a real shame because he's probably one of I know in the interviews we do outside of the radio show, we always get that question, well, who's your favorite guest you've ever had on your show? And
right.
We're like, we always kind of consecutively Bill Nell's definitely at the top of the list. Yeah, it's a definite shame that if he's not going to be around anymore, that really sucks. Well, if somebody out there knows Bill or knows how to get a hold of him, fire him an email or fire him an email. Yeah. Tell him we're trying to hail him. We'd like to have him come back on the show again.
Yeah, we attach a lot of disclaimers, though, because we've had a lot of guests who fall into the favorite guest category.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would put Bill Nell, the one that first totally, absolutely threw me to the ground and made me think.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So therefore
compared to me, that just
throws me to the ground and kicks
you in
me.
The
yeah,
side.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, again, like I said, that's what I'm trying to hit these texts for, though. And I want more now. There's more out there. I think there is. And this is very nice. Very nice.
Oh, there you go. Sorry about that.
There's more out there, people. I think there is. And I think what's going on is cool. I think people out there, even though, we go on here every week and kind of, poke fun at some. We've been doing it recently.
Yeah.
Poking a little bit of fun at, some of the stuff. But I think it's still a good thing, people going out there and going to haunted locations and researching it. But I want more. There's more out there. I'd like to be able to take something there that I shouldn't say I know is going to work, because we'll never know it's going to work. But actually be armed with some new information, some new ideas. And there's people out there that are doing that, the same thing. So that's kind of what I've just been thinking about over the last couple of weeks, especially with my private studies that have been going on. It makes you think about a lot of big things. Oh, my God. My brain hurts. And, let's make it hurt some more when we're on our leisure time, right?
Right.
That's just kind of what I want more. You follow what I'm saying? Am I making a point?
I don't know. I've had, these little glimpses of wanting more for at least a couple of months now.
Yeah.
I mean, it started out with a couple of discussions, and then today I was by myself. Well, I wasn't totally by myself. I mean, the world was with me, but I was outside in downtown Mount Clemens standing outside of a church today, earlier today at 2:40 p.m. And I'm standing there looking at this church, and there were people roaming around, because it's a Sunday. And there were people taking pictures of themselves in the alcove or whatever, the little pretty place that they made. And there were people walking, up to the church and then going away from the church. And, it was just all this stuff. And it started me thinking about religion.
Okay.
And why people desperately need religion. I mean, it takes you know, otherwise, you know, I still have to say I've been around a long time, and most people seem to practice their religion a couple of hours a week and only on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they get in the car in the parking lot, it's, you know, rip their heads off again. You know?
Well, yeah.
And I find that a little, you know, wrong. I think if you're going to be religious, you should probably, you know, live your entire life that way, not just, you know, go to church. Okay, I did my time, mm-hmm. and now I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, I see a whole bunch of that, but and I do know people who live, you know, religiously and have that in their life, and I think that that's beautiful. But they, you know, there's so many people who are just, you know, I call them, you know,
they're hypocrites.
Hypocrites, yeah. I know a lot more of those. Anyway, so what happens is I'm standing there, but why is religion needed? Like, why has it lasted for so incredibly long?
Mm-hmm.
You know, religion has had the power to, you know, behead kings and topple governments and, you know, started the Crusades and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, like, all this stuff. It's a very, very powerful thing.
Yes.
And, you know, and there's, like, nothing that you can use to prove your faith.
You're going to piss Bonnie off.
Well, no, it's true. You can't point to... I'm not thinking this way because I'm anti-religion or anti-religious.
Well, no, you're
I'm
thinking
not spiritual about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I'm trying to grow. But because, believe me, there's nobody who would tell you sooner than me that there was divine intervention for that one time when we all were in our... Okay, so yeah, there is something. Okay, you don't have to convince me, but I can't prove it to you, right? Like, I can't bring the angel on and say, okay, here's the angel that saved us.
I think I've had divine intervention a few times.
Well, I think really studying the paranormal...
I know that happened on that one trip, but... I can't bring the angel on and say, okay, so when was it that you knew that we were in danger, and why did you save us? You can't do that. There's no actual proof. And you know, yet you say, oh, I believe in ghosts, and it's like, oh, you're a heathen. There you go. You know.
Well, I think the main, one of the main things of studying the paranormal that I think a lot of people don't do is acknowledging these things, like you just mentioned, that's one situation. You know, that near miss accident we had years
ago.
That's
all I needed.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things, I think, and Bonnie's mentioned that too a second ago. There's a lot of things that have happened to me ever since then,
mm-hmm.
that have been just, and I wouldn't necessarily want to put them under divine intervention, but they were definitely strange things how they came together for me. And that's when I go into my whole synchronicity discussion.
Right.
I'm not going to do. But, you know.
So we only have one show.
Yeah, we only have like, yeah. You know. But no, those are strange. But the point is to acknowledge these things and think about them really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, well, that was cool. Let's go back to the bar.
Right.
No, dude, you gotta, no.
Oh, people totally missed the visual.
Because that was perfect.
That was absolutely priceless.
I'm doing my Kelly. Shiz. I'm like, shiz.
I don't know. There's so
no,
many.
But think about them. That's what,
right.
What are we screaming about here every week?
Right.
Think about these things, right? Weird things happen. They don't have to be when you have a camera in your hand and your flashlight and the paranormal.
Roaming around at night.
It isn't a day job. It doesn't only happen from 6 p.m. at night to 6 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Right.
So if you want to be a really cool ghost hunter or paranormal investigator, whatever the term is now, I think living this thing. Like, I'd like to say, like I do, like you do, thinking about these things all the time, all these strange things that go on around, that just because it isn't something that appears in front of you and says, I'm a ghost, boo, there's all kinds of strange things that happen. And people like Stephen Hawking talk about that. That's
right.
Why I really want to start reading his stuff again or researching his work, because it makes you think about these things. It isn't always going to be a ghost. It's going to be all kinds of weird stuff. Acknowledge these things, period. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I made my...
I'm backing you up.
I know I had divine intervention when I took a high low to the head.
Oh, absolutely.
My skull should have been flat on the floor.
Yeah. But you were meant to do ghostly talk. So there was... So there was divine intervention.
You were meant to do ghostly talk.
To do a 3-hour bubble bath scene.
Yeah. In cold water with very few bubbles.
Right.
You were meant
not
to
much
do,
cold water.
You were
either.
Meant to do Ghostly Talk the way Lemmy is supposed to do rock and roll.
I was destined for greatness, apparently.
But I think that's really what it comes down to, though, Doug, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it. If you're going to study the paranormal, it just isn't something you do on the weekends. I think it's something you should do all the time.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, we got jobs to go to. We got responsibilities and lives, but even within those things.
I have haunted servers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm officially putting up.
I've had haunted servers, too.
Yeah, we've had haunted ghostly servers.
Why does it not work?
Why is this not working? It worked yesterday.
It should work. The manual says it will work if we do this thing. We sacrificed the goat, we kicked the squirrel, we threw the thing off the roof, and we dumped the goat's blood in the pan, and it should work.
It should
now,
work.
But it's not working.
Right.
So, no, there you go.
I've had those.
But, no, it's all around you, people. And I think we've had guests on here that have talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And said that the paranormal isn't just something that, you know, you can investigate at your leisure. It's something you should be chasing after all the time. And it could be within your heart. It can be outside of you. It could be anything, I think. And that's a really, really powerful message, I think, when you think about that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm going to cry. Well, no, it's the truth, though. I think that's really what it comes down to. And I think people should think about that more.
I think so, too. I think you should definitely notice these things and start thinking on another level sometimes. And I think it helps you grow.
Read. I'm trying to do the best I can. Really reading. Like I said, I've explained
that. I no longer have time for reading.
Why is that, Doug?
Because I now have one of the two large satellite television providers. And it comes with
And you're recording lots of shows for me?
Literally hundreds. I have hundreds of shows already recorded. And it just, whenever any of these things come on, it just records them. Speaking of which, I'm getting 4 Bridezillas this weekend.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And
oh, a segue there, Doug.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So, I mean, it's just, it's incredible. So, I no longer have time. I can only, and no.
Well, I got to get my Operation Repo in every week, too. I won't lie about that.
I looked through my list. I now have like 15 or 20 keywords that it looks for. And if it finds it, it tapes a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not in none, absolutely none of my keywords is ghost or anything like that, because I'm scared of the shows I would get. So I'm like, okay, no, I'm not going to put ghost in. I'll wait till October, then I'll put ghost in, and then I'll take it out in November, because, you know, there's all kinds of great stuff on in October, like the haunted history and all that stuff.
Yeah, they always bring that stuff back.
The haunted discovery and the haunted, you know, DIY channel. And they everything's haunted.
I'm still waiting for Speed to get their own ghost show.
Really?
They could probably find a really cool, you know, haunted automobile thing.
I just saw a team on your screen that could be on that show. They would be perfect.
Yeah,
good
I'm
thing we only
sure,
got 2 minutes
I'm
for it.
Sure. A few of them have modeled on cars.
I've been holding off, and I actually blew away that screen so we'd forget about it, but apparently somebody didn't.
No, I could not forget about that.
Well, what was that? You know, no, there's no.
Don't say it on the air.
No, we're not going to, because we're not going to be lowbrow like that. But
could you imagine that on Speed Channel? I could. People would watch.
That dude looks like he's in Creed. I already said that.
Yeah.
I could see. Where'd he go? Yeah. My mouse. No, you know, I mean, come on. There you go. And then he looks like, you know, he looks like he was a jock in school.
Mm-hmm.
And he just beats your butt, you know, if you looked at him stupid. Like, he was that guy, like, if you were walking down the hallway, minding your own business, going to class to impress his friends, he'd be that dude to push you around and stuff like that. We've all had it happen to us, right?
Yeah.
He looks like one. Then he found the paranormal. And now he's a free thinker and an intellectual. Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah.
I already made comments about that. Whoa, I didn't see that one. Did they just update that?
I think...
No, that was not.
Was
no,
it?
No,
I think...
Different.
That's a new one.
That's a
new
one.
It was a different picture.
Or wait, no, wait. I'm
no,
making...
she had the...
No, wait, this is all new. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, they have their own makeup artist.
This is so awesome.
All right,
it's
we're going
a team with a makeup artist.
Updating their site as we're doing this right now. This is hilarious.
How can they know? Did they, like, get an email? Someone accessed your site. It's like, oh my gosh, we better put up all the makeup artist photo.
Thank God it's time for break. Because
we need a Ghostly Talk makeup artist. I'm making interviews.
I will be the Ghostly Talk makeup artist.
Oh, you did Cleopatra on me after
I
that.
Know,
okay.
I know.
My mouth's not open. I got my paranormal
coming up
group.
Next.
Oh, I got a ghost hunt.
Coming up next.
Oh, God, a ghost hunt.
We'll be talking.
I want to hunt on those ghosts. I want to hunt those ghosts, yeah.
Coming up next, we'll be talking to Robbie Thomas about the Can-Am Paracon. Go to break now. Hurry.
My mouth. Ghost hunt. Oh, yeah.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Aaron, TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
Wondering where you can get the latest news and reviews from the world of paranormal entertainment? Frank and Laura take a look at the latest happenings and break down what's new on TV and at the movies each week on Spooktacular, your paranormal entertainment roundup. Check them out by searching for Spooktacular in iTunes or head on over to Spooktacular.com. Oh yeah, be sure to bring along a friend because no one should listen alone.
We'll be right back. ORG, Crossroads Paranormal, and ASPRN are excited to announce the first annual North Central Paranormal Meeting and Expo. The event will take place on June 6, 2009 at the Honeywell Center Gym in Wabash, Indiana. The time of the event is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admittance is free. All paranormal enthusiasts are welcome to attend, and groups or individuals may set up a table at the event free of charge. We are currently collecting donations to raffle off at the event. Each person that attends the event will receive one raffle ticket. But if you bring a non-perishable food item, you will receive an additional entry. The food items collected will be donated to a local nonprofit food pantry to help those in need. If you are planning to attend the event, we would love for you to participate in our paranormal photo contest. Bring your photo to the event. Photo. The money raised from voting will also be donated to a nonprofit organization. The picture that has the most money in their canister will be the winner of the Best Paranormal Photo, prize to be announced at a later date. The ASPRN feed will be open for the event, and CPR show hosts Chris and Mike will be broadcasting the event and hope that other radio hosts from ASPRN will also participate in the broadcast. What this means is that if you are a group or individual that is going to attend the event, stop by the live broadcast booth and tell us about yourself or your group live on air. If you have any questions about the event or table space, contact Jason at wpirg@yahoo.com. If you would like to make a donation, contact Chris at chris@cprshow.com. RIS@CPRshow.com. Or if you have any questions about ASPRN and the live feed, you can contact Mike at mike@ASPRN.com.
This is Ghostly Time.
See, I told you guys, karma is a B word.
We shouldn't have been talking about...
We should have been making fun of somebody.
Yeah, bummer.
Right now, we're waiting for Robbie. We're having some technical issues. I guess, Robbie, there's a storm going on in Canada.
Oh, that storm happened here, too.
Yeah, it must have just... Well, no, you know, he's not that far from us. He's only about an hour north of us here. And a storm came through here pretty quick. And apparently it's hitting his neck of the woods right now, so we're trying to work another alternative plan out that might actually work out better.
Well, when I arrived at the Haunted Warren Winery, I had heard on the radio, like as I was on the road coming here, like the road right outside the gates of the winery, it said, and New Baltimore is like in 2 minutes going to be hit by this nasty, nasty storm.
That's that's your neck of the woods right there.
It's not quite a quote, but that was very similar to what they said. And that storm, I mean, it's affecting the entire area.
Yeah, so we're working on this thing with Robbie right now. We're going to see what we can pull together. Doug, you're going to have to carry this because I've drank about a quart of water.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a break to stand up
here. I don't
here
believe it.
Well, fine, don't believe it. Then just look at this bottle here. It was full when I brought it in here.
Mm-hmm.
So
I drank a whole tea.
Good for you, buddy.
I had five or six of these.
Carrie, I'll be back in a second.
I understand.
Do your thing. I'll be right back.
Now, do you have those that powder to put in that while he's gone? Oh, good.
Did you want the GHB or the...
Both. Just mix them up together.
Ooh, GHB and laxative? Yes. Ooh, what a fun night this is going to be.
Woo-hoo. So I, you know, sometimes doing the show has moments that make it completely worthwhile. And hearing Scott do the Creed.
Okay, I was crying.
You were crying, and I couldn't even continue at that point. It was pretty bad. But okay, you're properly spiked now.
Yeah. We're waiting.
GHB and laxative. You're gonna have a fun filled night.
Oh, did you? Yes. You spiked my drink. Huh?
Another couple hundred milliliters, and you're gonna be golden.
Awesome. Yes.
Those are your shorts.
Really. That's great.
I don't know.
Let me try to hail Robbie on his phone line again here and see what we can do.
Send up a semaphore.
Wow.
Word of the day.
Nice.
Yes, semaphore. No, that's the answering machine.
Listeners weren't hearing that, thank goodness.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, so more or less we're waiting for Robbie here. That's okay, though. All right.
Well, it's not his fault that the storm came in and now it just goes immediately to voicemail. It's, you know.
Yeah, no, it's totally not his fault. I'm kind of bummed about that because we really want to talk to him about the Can-Am Paracon. Is he still... I think Robbie.
Well, let's talk about it. I heard that when you go to the Can-Am Paracon, immediately...
Oh, somebody's calling us. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have to answer.
I was going to...
I hope this works, man.
Well, it'll either work or it won't.
Okay, answer. Oh, there's
that
something.
That sounds like it.
Robbie, are you there?
Oh, my God. What the heck's going on?
Well, you're here. This actually may have worked out better for us because Skype's always superior in quality.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. I think.
But I have no dial tone. I can't get over this. I got no dial tone whatsoever.
Yeah, well, no, we've been trying to call. And I actually tried calling earlier, and I got the same thing. I'm thinking, okay, whatever, no big deal.
It's got to be the storm.
Yeah, it must be the storm, because we got here just a little while
ago. Well,
there
was a line of storms yesterday, and a line of storms today right behind it. So
we're
just going through.
That hasn't stormed out by me at all.
It sounds like he's, like, right in the studio with us. I mean, this really is.
Maybe he is.
Robbie,
I don't know.
He's right behind you, Doug.
Ah! Robbie, it's good. Well, I'm glad we got you here. I'm glad it worked out. Like I said, I think this may have worked out in our favor here. And we were getting ready to start talking about the Can-Am Paracon.
I was going to make some wonderful stuff up about how we'd all get goodie bags. I mean, it was amazing.
Massages.
It was going to be awesome. But so, since you're on the line, I guess we'll talk about what's really going to happen. And I also wanted to throw out that your website, if anyone's interested to know more about this, then we can get
well, there's an actual,
in 10,
you know, I didn't put that down, too. Your actual website's RobbieThomas.net.
Right.
What's the website for the, there is a website for the Can-Am Paracon, too, isn't it?
Yes, there is. It's www.paracon2009.com.
Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, I didn't get that in my notes. Sorry about that. So what's going to happen here? I mean, this is one thing I want to start off with is I want to commend you for getting ahead of the game and planning this way in advance. That's one big thing I always like to watch out for. And I know we talked about this thing over a good year ago.
That absolutely.
In the plan. So what, you know, basically, you know, what's going to be going on here? I know there's a ton of speakers. Who do we have going to be speaking this year?
Oh, we got Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence, and we got Keith Age from Spooked and Children of the Grave, Dave Schrader. We have Shannon Sylvia from Ghost Hunters International and Paranormal State on A&E. Mm-hmm. We have Bill Bean, author of Dark Forest. Mm-hmm. We have Tim and Trishanti coming up.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
To be a host of people, they're going to be, and basically the way it's going to, I mean, everybody's going to be doing their, like most conferences, they're going to be talking about their subject of expertise, which should be really cool. And you know,
which is probably why Ghostly Talk's not speaking.
Yeah, we have no expertise. We just have.
We specialize in sitting behind a table going, uh-huh.
I specialize in drinking and massage.
And that's been proven time after time.
And I give a great drunk massage.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Everybody's going to come up and do their own thing. And it's going to be cool. It really is. You know, I got a lot of things planned. I got a ghost investigation as well. 32 years ago, I did the Lawrence Home. And I was with the curator of the place. It's now the Home of the Arts. And we're going to allow to have 30 people come in only.
Okay.
But we went through all these pages of photographs. And back in the late 70s, just after I was in there, they restored the place and they had a professional photographer come in. He snapped pictures on film, not digital camera, and he caught a full-bodied apparition of the maid that walks the halls knocking on the doors. It's a wild shot.
Ooh. And that,
wow.
And this is this located right around, I imagine this is located right around the Sarnia area, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yes.
Trying to catch up here. We had some. You know, we had a snafu here. Whenever we have a snafu, I freak out. So no, and more or less. I mean, again, I want to mention this too. The actual conference is going to be held. Well, it's going to be in Sarnia, which is like right. I mean, literally an hour away from us here. We're at the studio and stuff like that. What's the actual? I'm trying to find this thing now. The actual hotel. What's the hotel it's being held at again, Robbie? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's going to be held at the Holiday Inn, and it's on 1498 Venetian Boulevard. As soon as you come over that bridge, mm-hmm. you can actually see it from the bridge. It's right there. You can't miss it. And it's a wonderful thing. Great place, and we got some great rates for everybody. I got some good news now. We brought the rates down. I talked again, got them down more. So I even got them down even more so. So we went from 179 Canadian, which is going to be about 110 Canadian, which will turn into $85 American.
Oh, it's a substantial drop, actually.
That's an awesome bargain.
One thing I do, and this is non-topical, but it's something I think can help a lot of people out. People in Michigan, or even states beyond Michigan here that are maybe coming to the conference, if you don't have a passport, for example. I found this out. I actually did some investigating because this is what I'm going to do. I don't have a passport myself, and now from what I was told, you need a passport to cross.
Starting
you
will June 1st.
Yeah, this is well after June 1st, okay? Yeah. So basically, there's something you can do. This is August 6th and August 7th. This is going on. It's well past June. You can actually go to the post office, your local post office, and they actually, through the post office, you can set up because, passports are... They can be a bit pricey. What are they, $75, $100?
Well, by the time you do the entire package, right, because you've got to get a picture taken, and you've got to pay two fees, and you've got all these different things, by the time you get it, it's about $120.
Okay, there's an actual alternative ID you can get now. Through the post office, where you fill a form out, and you can get an additional ID with your driver's license, whatever you may have, that will allow you to travel beyond borders, like, say, go to Canada, go to Mexico, within the continent.
Okay? Right.
And it's only about $40 to $45 to do this. It's much cheaper. Straight one-line fee, that's it, $45.
Oh, that's for the card.
Yeah, for the card. Yeah, for the ID.
It's a card instead of a passport book.
Yeah. Robbie, I wanted to mention that because I know people I've talked to about your conference are like, well, I don't have a passport. How am I going to get over there? And that's one thing I wanted to get out to people is that there is an alternative that's a lot cheaper than getting a passport now. So hopefully it'll help people out and help people to be able to get over the border without too many problems.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If you could email me that later on when we're off the show sometime.
Yeah.
And that would I will put that out there, bulletins, what have you as well.
Yeah, like I said, you can go to your post office. There's a 2-page form you have to fill out. It's really simple. I have it sitting in my my bag right now, as a matter of fact. So,
yeah, because when I went to get my passport, they asked me, what one do you want? Do you want the booklet or the card? And they said the card's cheaper, but it works for, North America and stuff like that. But if you wanted to ever go to Australia or Europe or whatever, you need the book. And I said, oh, give me the book. I can wait. I'm not in a big hurry.
Yeah.
But as, August approaches, people might be more and more in a big hurry.
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes to do this. So I'd get on top of it as soon as possible.
I know my passport took a week, but they don't promise that.
Yeah, I don't.
They told me, oh, it could be months and months, and it was a week.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Steve Ravel's another person that you have attending, I see here on the list, Robbie. That guy, really cool guy, and I'm looking forward to actually meeting him for the first time there. Oh, you still there, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, sorry. It looked like we dropped there for a second.
Oh, did you? That's
yeah,
Skype.
Thanks.
Now, I mentioned Steve Rabel's going to be there also. He's speaking from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on, it looks like on the 6th, Thursday the 6th. I'm looking forward to meeting Steve for the first time. Really cool guy. Michigan Paranormal Project. I think he's went above and beyond that now. He's actually moved down to the south, and he's doing stuff down there. But he's still attending, right, Robbie?
No, he's down in the south, and he's not coming. So,
really?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to 9:30. The 9:30 to 10:30.
Sorry about that.
Now open.
No, I didn't mean to do that. I really apologize. I just saw it on the list here. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's funny because he's down in the south now. I think it's Florida.
Yeah, he moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we got the list is completely full. We brought in, we have SOPS, that's Southern Ontario Paranormal Society.
Mm-hmm.
We brought in Trish and Tim Yancey when Stephen moved. So we got Trish and Tim Yancey coming with Jason Gowen.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I think he might be in chat right now.
Yes, he is. And I love you, Gowen.
Gowen's in chat. Okay, cool.
He is, everybody who's out there listening, he is Trish's and Tim's illegitimate son.
Very nice.
Wow, big news breaking. Yes, I thought that was a secret. But no, I can see where people would think that.
Yeah, Gowan's been a good friend of Gowan's been a good friend of the show here for years, so we're looking forward to hanging out with him, too. So it looks like it's going to be a really cool event, though. It's going to be Thursday and Friday, too, which I thought, that's kind of a different thing. Usually these conferences, they go, you know, they start on Friday and they go through Sunday or whatnot. But you're doing yours Thursday and Friday. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, we have the big bands down here during that time frame as well on the weekends, Bayfest. And so we got, like, you know, I think it's Kiss that's coming and stuff like that the weekend following us, and we got the country guys before us, so we snuck it right in between. So we thought this would be great, and we also added another night, a VIP night. Now, there's only a certain amount of tickets available for this, and the celebs are going to come down, sit in, we're going to have a quaint party. I got a lot of stuff to give away. I got 50 tickets to Reaper's Realm, which is one of the most scariest fun park scare rides that you can imagine, and we got a lot of different sponsors. I've actually sponsoring breast cancer research and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So, folks, you come on out. We're auctioning off a lot of different things from the different movies I've been in and whatever, and proceeds all go to them and help them out directly.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome.
Very, very cool. Speaking of movies also, there is something I have here, the new release of the Sally House movie. We're all too familiar with the Sally House. Tell us about this a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It just came out last week. I seen it. It's amazing. It's well put together. There's never before. There's some scenes there that were never seen before that were put into the movie. You see me do my thing, which is communicating with the other side. There's flashbacks. There's interviews with people throughout history that have known about the Sally home. It's just amazing. It's got critics just raving about it. I can't wait. I got the 10 promotional ones. I'm waiting for the other ones to come that I can get out to people. But, yeah, it's amazing. A&E wants to take a look at it, so we're giving them a copy. And, yeah, it's a marvel.
Oh, very cool. We went down to the Sally house. God, how many years ago was that?
That's got
to
be 4 years.
2004.
Now. 5 years. Wow.
Because it was February of 2004 we went. So it's been a solid 5 years since we've been there. And we had a couple of interesting things happen down there. But the one thing I always point this out to people when we were there, we heard all the stuff, right, about the Sally House. I'm sure you have too, Robbie, right?
Right.
And the one thing that Bonnie and I always kid about a little bit is that we heard of people being chased out of there. And it's not like, first of all, I'll precursor this with the fact that we're not, like, you know, super ghost hunters or anything like that in any way. But we heard of all the stories of people being, you know, chased out of here, having, you know, bodily, you know, injuries done to them, all these things. And Bonnie and I we both slept on the blow-up thing, the blow-up bed,
it's
right?
A mattress.
A mattress. Oh, sorry.
Let's be specific.
Yeah, be careful when you're saying blow-up.
It was a blow-up mattress. And yes, Scott honed in on my bed that I brought. So, yeah, we slept together, but it was...
Oh, she was good.
So good that we destroyed the mattress.
Oh, man, that was the best part is the next morning, like, you would get up before me, and the thing was so... They would run out of air over the night, so the body, you know, gravity and all that fun stuff, your body would just kind of, like, sandwich into the middle of it, right?
Yeah.
But my point was is that we slept. Bonnie and I both pointed this out, is we slept three solid nights there.
Like a baby.
Yeah, and, yeah, totally slept really sound. And
I slept on the floor.
Well,
did you sleep good, though?
You weren't there quick enough to hone in on my mattress.
Sean and I snuggled.
Yeah, I jumped on
time.
That thing. I jumped on the thing and there wasn't anybody else on there. But we slept really good, though, Robbie.
Good.
And it was something I didn't expect to happen from what I was told by people, who I won't mention here, that like, you know, the place was going to be just out of control. We weren't going to get a wink of sleep. We were going to be scared out of our wits. And we weren't going there for that. We were going there to do some research and, you know, do some ghost hunting.
Well, different, you know, different environments react differently to different people. I think that the people have a lot to do with what's going to happen that weekend.
Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm.
You know, so well, maybe we were just left alone.
Well, in regards to that, you know, if there's anything, I'm just wondering, you know, just this because I want to get some statistics on this possibly. How many nights did you stay there when you were filming this movie, Robbie?
We were there two nights, and we went through the day, all through the day and through the night. What really got our attention was the very first home Finney built. Like, Finney built the Sally House, and next to it, there was another home he built. And then just down the street,
on the same street, there's another house. We stayed there. I brought actor Jamie Routley with me. He's been in horror movies and action movies, and he wanted to do a little bit of paranormal stuff. So I brought him along. He stayed upstairs in this one house. I brought my daughter. She was with me in another room.
Mm-hmm.
And this other room adjacent from us is where all the camera stuff was set up for the TV crew from the next day to interview us on the news.
Yeah.
And all we heard was click, 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 click. And I said to my daughter, I said, "Did you hear that?" And we turn over and look, and there was the guy standing right there in the doorway of the other room across the hall. And she pulls the covers over her head, and I said, "Look at the guy." And then that was it. Like, he was staring at us and was gone. And Jane, now here's the good one.
Mm-hmm.
We were ready for the interview the next day, and Jamie wouldn't come out of his room. So I went up, knocked on the door, and I hear him mumbling. And then finally he comes down, and he's white, he's gaunt, and he's going to me, "Did you play a joke on me?" He goes, "You couldn't have." He goes, "Because I locked the door last night." And he says, "I don't understand it, but I was cocooned. Somebody tucked me in right up to my neck, and I was cocooned in."
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Wow.
Yeah. He was flipped out. Yep.
Well,
absolutely.
I don't know if that's like any, if it's related in any way. But
if you'd have been cocooned, it would have been because I was trying to kill you.
I didn't wake up with a pillow over my head one night. I just thought.
That's the way
I thought we were partying,
talking,
you know?
Yeah.
You got a new book coming out also, Robbie, Paranormal Encounters, your fourth book, coming out a couple months from now, it looks like. What's this all about? What's it about?
Yeah, it's got the Dead Whisper movie in it, behind the scenes. It's got the true feelings of everybody who was involved in that post-movie. There's a lot of things that happened that were kept secret, and especially in Ron's studio. It was amazing. He had a 911. He had to call the cops. This guy shows up. The guy is dressed now in, I'd say 1920-30 era type clothing with big glasses. The guy didn't even know how he got there. And this is the truth, because there's a 911 tape of this where Ron called the cops and the guy got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They had to let him go because the poor guy didn't even know where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Ron chased them, had a fight in the studio. They broke some walls and things. They get out. Ron chases them down the street calling 911. And it's just amazing, this post thing. It took over. Ron was working on the film in the studio, shut the camera off. The guy, now this studio of Ron's used to be a bar a long time ago, and there was a couple people murdered there.
Yeah.
And so Ron turns it off, turns around, this guy's there. Ron didn't know how he got into the studio to begin with, and the guy says, "Give me a drink, I'm going to kill you." Now, that was really weird. Yeah.
That sounds like a ghostly talk party.
That's an alcoholic right there,
yeah.
Right, to the worst degree.
So, if my ex-husband was dead, I'd blame him.
So, but this was like as real a guy as ever. Like, you could knock on him and like.
Yeah, they got into a fisticuff. Yep.
How often do you knock on people? Just out of curiosity.
2-3 times a week.
Okay.
I didn't know that was weird.
No, I mean, they actually got into a fight, though, you said, Robbie.
They got into a fight. Yeah, physical fight. Ron chased him down the road, and the 911 tape was pretty awesome to hear. I know he's got a copy of it, and it's amazing. So the cops end up arresting this guy. The guy had no clarity of how he got there, and Ron dropped the charges, and it was a melee of things. It was just unbelievable. But you get that in the book. You get Christopher O'Brien, who's been in the paranormal for ever and a day, his feelings, what happened, everybody, the crew. And then you also have the Sally movie, behind the scenes, through my eyes, what happened to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got North America, just not America or Canada, but there's about 12 other places that I've been to over the years, and I put the top ones in there, and it's just totally amazing.
Well, it sounds like a fun book. And a lot going on, obviously. We're running out of time. Like, I knew this was going to happen. Whenever we get you on, Robbie, we just blow right through any time we have. But I want to just mention this again, Can-Am Paracon. That's coming up here, and that's August 7th and 8th. I got that right, I think. I mean, I make sure. Yeah, I got it. 6 and 7. Sorry.
Yeah.
See, I live more in... Okay, I'm not going to make any excuses. I got it in front of me August 6th and 7th at the beautiful Holiday Inn in Sarnia. That's going to be really cool out there. You can actually, the website again is paracon2009.com. And it has everything there that you need, including ticket prices, any type of stuff. And also keep in mind about the thing I mentioned with with the ID card, too. That's really
ID
important.
Card, yeah.
I'll get with you on that also, Robbie, just to help you out.
Absolutely.
For sure. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool. And we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. August 6th and 7th. Can't wait for that. And it sounds like you're keeping busy otherwise, too. I wish if I was as busy, I don't know if I'd be able to... We've tried to be this busy, haven't we, Doug?
And yeah, it never works.
It didn't work out for us.
Yeah.
we start to fight. Robbie, hang on the line for 1 second. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
Okay.
Stand by. All right, cool, man. Can-Am Paracon.
Next,
for sure. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Robbie. Now, next, we're going to talk to an astrophysicist from Harvard University.
My head hurts already.
I know.
It's getting hot in here, isn't it?
It's very hot in here.
Not
in a good way.
We need to get the environmental controls kicked on, I think.
Let us do that. So, everybody, on our breaks, of course, is independent music.
Yes.
I want you to listen, enjoy it, see if it's your kind of thing. If it is, follow the links at ghostlytalk.com and see, you know, who is that band? What are they up to? What are they doing? If not, believe me, we will play something independent that you're going to like eventually.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.